Kalani Sitake, who, of course, played for Lavelle Edwards back in his younger days. Coach, how are you?
What's going on, OC? How you doing?
Doing good, man. How are you feeling today?
Well, I mean, you know, obviously really emotional than talking about Lavelle, but for the most part, just really grateful that our paths connected and that he was such a huge influence on my life. And so I just got more than anything a lot of gratitude right now to Lavelle, and especially to his family for sharing him with us, you know, with players like myself. And I've said it before, I'm one of many, many more that have been influenced and helped by him. So just sad, but at the same time, very grateful that I had him in my life.
Well, I don't know if you've seen it on social media, on Twitter, there was a video from Lavelle's last game where you and he share a great moment at the end of the game, and it's captured forever on film. And obviously on a day like today, it just feels so poetic because of the position that you are in now and how impactful he was on your life. Have you seen that yet?
Yeah, I have, and I'm actually very thankful that happened and that it was caught on film, because although mine was caught on film, he's had that embrace that he had with me, he's had it with so many more.
Right.
You know, but that's something that I can value. And I every morning I drive by the stadium and I look at his name on that stadium and how I was part of his last season, you know, and I was there with him. I was lucky to be one of his captains, and now I'm fortunate enough to be running the show here, and had great people in my life that have helped me get to where I'm at, and he's definitely one of them that has been such a huge influence on me, and I'm a better person because of him.
Coach, if there's one thing you take away from Lavelle Edwards that you've applied to yourself as whether a coach or just a man in general, what is it?
Well, I think that he was just himself, and it's something that I've said it before. When I got the job here, I called him, and I expected for him to give me all these notes on how to run the program and everything. And all he said to me was, "Just be yourself, and you'll be fine." And I'm like, "Okay, give me more." And it was just he was such a he had a great sense of humor, but he was so subtle but really effective. You know what I mean? And he was one of the more loving people that I've ever met, but really effective in his motivation. And I think that he was never one of those guys that was a loud, get in your face type of person, but he was someone that would influence you and motivate you to do well through love and through his care. And that's something that was unique that, you know, you don't really have in coaching, but that's something that connected with me when I was a player. And it's something that I really appreciated. And he saw so many things in me that I didn't see about myself. And then not just the football field, he saw that I could be a great student. You know, he saw that I could be an effective leader, and he constantly demanded and challenged me to improve and get better. And that's something that when you get someone to believe like he did with me and did with so many more people, you know, that's what motivation is all about. And that's what true leadership is. And he knew how to affect people and as far as influence them to do good. And he cared about so many people. It wasn't just myself. It's just so many, not just the football team. It was about the fans, the community. He's one of the most more serving type person as far as charity work, and something that's just he will never be defined just through football. He will be defined as a person that did so many great things for humanity.
Obviously, he was pulled in a lot of different directions. He had family responsibilities. He had church responsibilities. He had football responsibilities and things like that. And he seemed to always handle those with just the right amount of balance and humor and grace and all of those things. You're in the same exact position now, right, as the head coach at BYU. How hard is it to do so with a smile on your face like Lavelle had, to balance all those things?
Well, it's not as difficult as you think, and because I've talked to him, and one thing that he said to me was to just enjoy it and have fun with the whole experience, and you know, he was a coach here. He got to do so many things here for so many decades, right? And I got to sit there and talk to him about things, about what he thinks he could have done differently and better. I mean, this is coming from a Hall of Famer telling a rookie head coach, right, things that he thinks he could have done differently in his first year and all that stuff. And man, I listened, you know, and I was there for a lot of others. I mean, Kyle was the same way with me when, you know, I was there when Kyle Whittingham was a first-time head coach, and I was there when Gary Anderson was a first-time head coach at Southern Utah. So I got to see these great men work. But this last year, Lavelle was there for me. You know, I could reach out and meet with him. I could call him on the phone whenever I wanted, and I could go visit him in his home, which I did, and just really take notes and listen to what he had to say. And it was so much more than just football. It was about caring about the young men and helping them achieve their goals and really caring about them. And that's something that I love about him when I was a recruit. And so it only makes sense that would continue. You know, he was concerned about the players that were struggling or in anything, whether it's academics or life or gaining weight. I mean, we had some players struggle with some loss this year, and we had to deal. You know, we had to deal with the Mahe family and through their tragedy. And that's something that he really wanted to be a part of and help people and alleviate any misery or pain they may have. And it was really important for him to help people.
Coach, give me your favorite Lavelle Edwards story.
Oh, man, I have so many of them. But, gosh, I would say the more recent one was that we were kind of just joking about the 4th and 19. I can never escape that one, right?
The punt. Sure.
And so I said, well, you know, and I was talking to him. I said, well, probably not the best call to call. He goes, well, forget 4th and 19. I don't think that would have worked on 4th and 1. So that's what Lavelle said to me, and we laughed, had a good laugh about it. But it was he just had his way of just making everything fun I don't know, he would draw you in with his personality, and sense of humor was a big part of that. And I'm lucky to be a part of his life, and very, very blessed that he's helped me in mine.
Well, Kalani, we appreciate you taking the time. Obviously, we wish we were having a conversation like this under better circumstances, but I think we can all appreciate what a phenomenal legacy Lavelle Edwards left, and it's really cool that you're part of it. So thanks for taking the time.
Well, I appreciate you guys, and thank you for giving him the tribute that he deserves and discussing him and what he's done more than just football. So thank you very much.
Congrats on a good season, Coach.
Okay, guys, thank you.